that was an amazing ski resort chairlift rescue that saved a man's life in Colorado. This sound is from video of the rescue that's found on the Denver Post website. A pro slackliner climbed up and rescued a man who was unconscious and dangling by his backpack. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Denver Post reporter Jesse Paul. Thanks for joining us. So how did the hero get up there to save this victim?
So it turns out the slackliner, Mickey Wilson, he was actually in a chair behind this victim. And about 30 seconds after he realized what had happened, and him and a bunch of friends tried to create a pyramid, they said like a human pyramid, but it kept toppling over, and suddenly he realized that he could just climb up. So he climbed up one of the towers. I don't know if you're familiar with chairlifts, but basically they have these ladders. So he climbed up and then shimmied down about 30 feet on the chairlift line to the chair, got on, first tried to kick this guy off, but then was tossed a knife by a ski patroller down below and was able to free him by cutting him loose.
So this unconscious fellow was dangling. How many feet off the ground was he?
Well, it sounds like his feet were about 10 to 15 feet, and he was about 3 or 4 feet below the lift, so I guess the full fall would be about 20 feet or so.
So what would have happened if this guy wasn't around? Would the victim have survived? I can't think. Dangling unconscious by your backpack. I'm trying to process that, you know?
So I actually was able to speak to the victim this afternoon, and he basically said that, you know, he feels pretty confident he wouldn't be here if Mickey Wilson wasn't there and able to kind of come up and save him. So, I mean, it was several minutes, apparently, of being unconscious and maybe without oxygen, and it took basically the rest of the day before he was back to being lucid.
Jesse, how did he go unconscious? What happened?
So it sounds like, according to him, that a loose backpack strap, maybe a chest strap or a stomach strap, kind of came up and cut off his airway. So according to Mickey Wilson, it sounds like effectively this guy was hanging from his neck, and his airway was cut off.
He was being hanged, literally. Now I see why they're talking about this guy, Mickey Wilson, being a hero in this situation. Did they know each other, or did they meet afterwards?
They're basically friends of friends. The way it was described to me by both men was that they had attended college together and had mutual friends, didn't know each other too well, but it seems like now they do.